Welcome back to the AMD GPU Daily, where we dive deep into the latest and greatest in the world of AMD GPUs, AI, and machine learning workloads. Today is March 20th, 2026, and we've got a lot to cover, so let's jump right in with a quick overview of the most important news items. Headline overview. 1. Ubuntu 26.04 is set to enhance gaming performance for AMD Radeon users. 2. SteamOS 3.8 Preview is gearing up for Steam machines, featuring KDE Plasma with Wayland by default. 3. Intel's frustration with the lack of support for its Arc GPUs in the new game Crimson Desert. 4. Epic Games launches a new Fortnite season with a competition that includes the chance to win RTX 5080 GPUs. 5. AMD's FSR 4.1 has been released, delivering better upscaling and ray regeneration for RX 9000 series GPUs. Now let's dive deeper into these topics. Deep dive. First up, Ubuntu 26.04 is on the horizon. Early benchmarks suggest significant performance improvements for AMD Radeon users. The upgrade from Ubuntu 25.10, which utilized Linux 6.17 and Mesa 25.2, to Ubuntu 26.04, which is currently running on Linux 6.19 and Mesa 26.0, shows promise. The final release is expected to incorporate Linux 7.0, which could bring even more enhancements for AMD GPU performance. The benchmarks were conducted on an AMD Ryzen 9 9950X3D paired with the AMD Radeon RX 9070 XT RDNA 4 graphics card. However, it's worth noting that while performance is improving, stability issues persist with the latest upstream driver code. During the benchmarking process, there were instances of hard hangs, which limited the game selection tested. This is a reminder that while performance gains are exciting, driver stability remains a critical factor for gamers. Moving on, the SteamOS 3.8 preview is making waves by preparing for Steam Machine hardware and improving support for handheld devices. The updated OS is based on an Arch Linux foundation and is powered by the Linux 6.16 kernel. One of the most notable changes is that the KDE Plasma desktop will now use Wayland by default, which is a significant shift from X11. This could lead to better performance and a smoother user experience. Additionally, the SteamOS 3.8 preview includes updates for various USB devices and improved compatibility with new Intel and AMD platforms, which is crucial as the gaming landscape continues to evolve. The improvements in game mode screencasting and VRR frame pacing are also noteworthy, making this an exciting time for SteamOS enthusiasts. Switching gears, Intel has expressed frustration regarding the lack of support for its Arc GPUs in the new game Crimson Desert. Despite providing early hardware and engineering resources to the developer Pearl Abyss, the game launched without support for Intel's Arc graphics cards. Intel's disappointment is palpable, as they've reached out multiple times to assist with optimization, only to see players left without a playable experience on their GPUs. This situation underscores the challenges of cross-compatibility in gaming, where even standardized graphics APIs can lead to issues if not properly implemented. In a more competitive vein, Epic Games has launched its new Fortnite season, titled Showdown, which includes an exciting competition where players can win RTX 5080 GPUs. This season introduces a rivalry system that allows players to challenge each other, with the top performers earning rewards. While this is an enticing incentive for players, it comes at a time when Epic has raised prices for in-game currency, V-Bucks, leading to some backlash from the community. The juxtaposition of rewarding top players with high-value hardware while increasing prices raises questions about the sustainability of such monetization strategies. Lastly, let's talk about AMD's FSR 4.1, which has just been released for the RX 9000 series GPUs. This update introduces several enhancements, including better ray regeneration and improved upscale detail, particularly in dynamic scenes. The Ultra Performance mode has also received a boost, allowing for higher FPS without sacrificing image quality. The update is particularly exciting for games like Crimson Desert, which now officially supports FSR 4.1. FSR 4.1 builds on the previous version by refining the AI-enhanced upscaling process, making fine details such as foliage appear sharper and more realistic. This is a significant step forward, especially when compared to earlier iterations that struggled with artifacts and blurriness. Furthermore, the underlying AI model for FSR 4.1 is shared with Sony's PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution, showcasing the collaborative advancements in AI graphics technology. Closing thought: as we look ahead, the GPU landscape continues to evolve rapidly, with AMD and its competitors pushing boundaries in performance and capabilities. The improvements in software such as Ubuntu 26.04 and SteamOS 3.8, alongside AMD's latest FSR advancements, indicate a bright future for gamers and developers alike. It will be fascinating to see how these developments influence the gaming ecosystem, particularly as competition heats up between AMD, Intel, and NVIDIA. Stay tuned for more updates as the GPU world continues to innovate. And that wraps up today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Join us next time as we explore more technical advancements and industry news. Happy coding and gaming.